Report: ICE officer who fatally shot woman in Minneapolis suffered internal bleeding. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 14, 2026. A U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) officer who fatally shot a woman in Minneapolis, Minnesota, has reportedly suffered internal bleeding to his torso, according to a report. CBS News reported that two U.S. officials told the outlet that the ICE officer, Jonathan Ross, suffered internal bleeding to the torso. The ICE agent who fatally shot Renee Good on January 7 in Minneapolis, Jonathan Ross, suffered internal bleeding to the torso following the incident, according to two U.S. officials briefed on his medical condition, CBS News wrote in a post on X. Breitbart News's AWR Hawkins reported on January 7 that at the time of shooting, a group of people began trying to block ICE agents who were conducting immigration operations, and that a woman, identified as Renee Good, allegedly weaponized her vehicle to attack ICE officials. NBC News reported that a group of people began trying to block ICE agents as they were carrying out targeted operations in Minneapolis. In the course of this, a woman allegedly used her vehicle to attack agents. After the incident, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, revealed in a post on X that as ICE agents in Minneapolis were conducting targeted operations, rioters started to block them and one of the rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over ICE agents. Today, ICE officers in Minneapolis were conducting targeted operations when rioters began blocking ICE officers and one of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officers in an attempt to kill them, an act of domestic terrorism, Homeland Security wrote. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem has previously explained that ICE agents who were out on an enforcement action tried to free their vehicle after getting stuck in the snow. Noem added that after a woman attacked them and tried to run them over and ram them with her vehicle, an ICE agent acted quickly and defensively shot to protect himself. A woman attacked them and those surrounding them, and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle, Noem said. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively shot to protect himself and the people around him. Vice President J.D. Vance responded to reports that Ross had suffered internal bleeding, pointing out that much of the people on the left have lied about this case. While much of left has lied about this case, it turns out ramming a law enforcement officer with a car causes injuries, Vance wrote in a post on X. Who knew?